We are now learning that the 34 U.S. troops suffered traumatic brain injuries after the Iranian missile strike in Iraq. Initially, President Trump and other top officials said the attack didn't injure or kill any U.S. service members. Was this a lack of knowledge or political? For more, we turn now to the KCBS RingCentral Newsline and talk with Dr. Gary Solis, retired West Point Military Academy law professor and retired Marine Corps Lieutenant Colonel. Thanks so much for being with us this evening.
Certainly.
So how do you think it came that our commander-in-chief was ill-informed, that he would declare the U.S. troops injury-free?
Many years ago in Vietnam, when I became a company commander, one of the first instructions I got was, whatever you do, don't write to the parents of a wounded Marine, because you don't know if that wounded Marine may later die. I think in this case, a week before the 8 January attack, Trump told the world that any U.S. soldier killed by an Iranian attack would mean war. Well, he was talked down from that very dangerous international position, but having said it, no U.S. soldier could die and force Trump to publicly back down from his widely publicized position. So any injury had to be minor. So I think he made that assessment on the basis of political reasoning and no other.
I've heard some pundits suggest that there is a timing issue with TBIs, that it took a while to get the assessment. Do you buy that, or is it a bit longer than it should have been?
No, I do buy that. You can't tell immediately. But if you can't tell, why are you going to say nobody was injured? And that was his mistake. He didn't know. He couldn't know, and yet he made that assessment. So there had to be some other reason. And the only thing I can think of is that he just spoke too early, not knowing what the results would be.
So no one died, but people can be forever changed by these injuries. How would veterans respond to this? I mean, we have, you know, people who have lost limbs that are changed, but people who have brain injuries are also changed.
Well, there's a certain disrespect in saying to somebody who has TBI, that is traumatic brain injury, that it's not serious, it's just a headache. And if I were a Purple Heart veteran of any conflict, I'd be ticked.
In the broader picture of all of this, this is shedding some new light on TBI. Some traumatic brain injury survivors will tell you that perhaps this is a good thing in terms of we're having this dialogue today. Of course, it's not a good thing that people have got the TBIs, but any spotlight on this issue could bring some positive results.
Yes, I think that that is true. I think that, as you say, any spotlight on traumatic brain injury is a good thing. And unfortunately, it had to come at the cost of this situation, which could have been very dangerous had somebody already died. And of course, it's not too late. That is to say, some of these injured may subsequently die. And that's why the president simply should not be making an assessment of their injuries, let alone such a offhand, diminished assessment before he knows what's going on.
Any potential legal ramifications here, Mr. Law Professor?
No, none that I can see. That is to say, no parent could sue should their son or daughter die. No, I don't see anything. He's not subject, of course, to the military code of justice. So, no, I see no legal ramifications in the future.
Dr. Solis, thanks so much for making some time for us. Appreciate that. Again, that's Dr.
Pleasure.
Gary Solis, retired West Point Military Academy law professor and a retired Marine Corps Lieutenant Colonel.